Praise God, Christ is risen, right? Amen. We good? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 29 this morning. Isaiah 29. The Word of God says in that day, today is the day. Look at your neighbor and say, today is the day. Now is the time. We survey now God, right? Amen. When you think of the word shall, it's a strong word saying that something's about to happen. Amen. And when we are looking at God's word, God is here today by the Spirit of God to do surgery. I'm calling it optical heart surgery. The eyes of your heart being opened. It's the most important part of you to have revelation and understanding in God's Word. And as we look at this today, I want you to understand that God wants us to look at things a little differently than we have before. Amen? How many know that God's a God of today? And he hasn't changed anything. We're just catching up to where he's at. Hello? I mean, he hasn't changed a thing. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. But all he's doing is he wants to open the eyes of our understanding. Amen? So if you're with me, look with me in Isaiah chapter 29 as this word is being prophesied of what's going to take place here today. Hallelujah. The word of God says in verse number 17, is it not yet a very little while, and the Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field? Speaks of blessings. And the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to naught, and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off, that make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. Today I want to focus your attention to verse number 18. In that day, today, okay? In that day today, shall the deaf hear. He is not speaking about the physical, even though the Lord will heal the physical and he'll heal the blind. All right? He's speaking about the spiritual deaf and the spiritual blind. Amen? God wants to give us revelation. He says, in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The title of this morning's message is Hear Now to Hear Now. In other words, what God wants to do, he wants you to just get focused for a few minutes to hear what the Spirit of God has to say to you. He don't want you looking and wondering what you're going to do after church today, where you're going to go, what you have to do, whatever chores you have to do. He wants you to stay focused and hone in to what he has to say to you and I today. Amen. Because you are so valuable to him, he called you here today because he has a word to speak into your heart. Amen. And it may be the first time you're here, but God purposed it and planned it for you to be here. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at three things today. Ears opened, eyes opened, and entrance opened. Amen. Praise God. Can we make a declaration in the word? Can we lift our word together? Can we make a declaration in the house? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of every individual that's gathered here. And for those that I hear it on the website, Father God, and those that will reach out to, Father God, may it minister to every heart and life. Father, may we be open and receptive for what you have to say today, Father God. And may we not only be hearers, but may we be doers. May we put to practice your word. And as we put it to practice, Father God, it becomes. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for everything that you're going to accomplish here. If there's anyone here today that does not know you to be their Lord and Savior, may this be the day of their salvation. If there's any that have drifted away from you today, may this be the day of the return. And when everything is said and done in this house today, you will receive all the glory, you'll receive all the honor, and you'll receive all the praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Look, your neighbor said, you're here now to hear now. Are you listening? Amen. So we're going to start. Turn with me to Romans chapter 10. Our ears are being opened. Romans 10. Here's what I'd like for you to do. Can y'all do me a favor today? Here's what I'd like you to do. Open up your bulletins. Everybody get a bulletin or insert? In your insert, there's a note-taking sheet. Here's the thing. I'm going to jump all over the word, and I'm going to be in the next field, and you're going to be back in this other field. Once you get to the word, I'll be jumping somewhere else. So what I would like for you to do today, for just today, just do me a favor. Can everybody do me a favor in the house? Yes, sir. Listen. Yes, sir. Stay focused. Just listen to what the Lord... I'm going to speak God's word. I'm not going to speak Carl's opinion. I'm going to speak the word of God. Amen? So just set yourself up to listen. So what we're trying to do is we're going to bind every distraction to distract you from hearing what God wants to say to you today. Amen? Ain't that cool? Amen? So you don't have to go thumbing and looking for just a few moments, okay? You just do that with me today. Amen? So I'm going to, in Romans chapter 10, write it down. You can check up everything that I have to say. The Word of God says for us as students of the gospel to study, to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm not saying this, Revelations 1:3 says, blessed is he that hears, reads, and keeps God's word. Amen. So we're not eliminating the reading and the word, but what we're going to do is God has something he wants to tell you today, and he's gathered you here today to hear something. Amen. And Romans chapter 10, verse number 14, the word of God says, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? I'm sent to you to speak to you today. God called me to bring a message to you today. Amen. And he said, how beautiful are the feet of them. I got my Nikes on. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. He says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So God wants our hearing to be honed in today to hear what he has to say. Solomon is one of the wisest men ever in Ecclesiastes, which is represented as the preacher, okay? He said in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, Verse number one, he said, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. Now, when this light which Solomon is speaking, he is speaking about promises people make. I promise to do this. I promise to do that. I'll do this, Lord. I'll do that, Lord. And they forget as soon as they walk out the door. He says, it's better for you just keep your mouth shut and listen than to make a lot of promises that you're not going to keep. Amen. In other words, he holds us responsible for the vows we make. Amen. So in other words, he's saying we ought to be better in a place to hear. Amen. Are you listening? You know, in Revelations, when Jesus is speaking to the seven churches, which represents the church at home, and every letter to every church, he said, he that hath an ear to hear what the Spirit hath to say to the churches. Amen. In other words, when we come in the house of God, where our ears should be open to hear, we should be in a place that, Father, you called someone to speak into my life today, to give me a word, to edify me, to encourage me, to comfort me. And you spoke into somebody's life to speak to me. Lord, help me to hear what you have to say. You know, and Jesus said, as a matter of fact, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 11, he says that he that overcometh will not be touched by the second death. The second death is eternity in hell. And Revelation chapter 20, death and hell are cast into the lake of fire. That's the second death. And what the Father is saying is life and death are here today. There's words of life that comes, and the adversary wants to sway your attention not to hear what God has for you. Amen. But God loves you so much. And he loves me so much. Amen. And as this word is going forth, there is no, therefore, no condemnation to those in Christ. This isn't to speak to anybody. You know, this is point at anybody. God loves you so much, he just says, hey, I got something to say to you. Listen. Amen. Are you listening? Look at your neighbor and say, hear now. To hear now. Amen. So it's okay. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. He says that when our ears are open to hear the word, then our eyes are opened. Your spiritual eyes will never be opened without your spiritual ears being opened. God has, he says that. He says he's going to open the dead deaf ears, the deaf will hear, and the blind will see. And again, he's talking about the spiritually deaf and the spiritually blind in our text today. So with that in mind, turn with me to Job chapter 40. No, don't turn with me. Listen to me. Hallelujah. I have to get used to saying that because I usually, just for today, okay? I'm not in any way eliminating the Word of God in the Bible. You can take it home. You can study every last word out. Amen. And if there's something that doesn't line, you come back and we'll sit down and chat. And if I'm wrong, I'll admit that I'm wrong. And we'll see God and we'll get it right. Hallelujah. But in Job 42:5, listen to this. He says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes seeth thee. In other words, he heard before he saw. Amen? In other words, as we gather together, if we're looking for something to transpire in the spirit realm, and we're looking for God to manifest himself, we hear. And as we hear, then their spiritual eyes became open. And the Lord took me to 2 Kings, chapter 6, and I know some of you say, man, I don't know what to do about not opening this Bible. I feel like I'm, just say praise the Lord. Just say hallelujah. Just say thank you, Jesus. Can we do that? Hallelujah. Can we? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hey, it's all going to come together in a moment. Amen. Hey, you know, I'm not just speaking. I'm building something here. Amen. Amen. In Isaiah, in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse number 16. First, Isaiah spoke to his servant. He said, he answered and said to his servant, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." It was spoken first. Okay, just get a hold of something. It was spoken, so his servant had to hear first. Okay, the servant had, here's the prophet Elijah, all right, and he's speaking forth the word. And he spoke forth, and then in the next verse, they're surrounded by the army of Syria. Amen. And there's the two of these gentlemen, Elijah and his servant, and they're coming to get them. And Elijah's telling his servant that there's more with us than them. And he's looking at one another, and the servant's looking at him like he's crazy, right? There's hundreds of them, and there's just you and I. You know, but Isaiah spoke the word to his servant. And Elijah prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. In other words, we were speaking the other week, if we can't catch something in the spirit and get something, a vision of something taking place, we'll never see it really truly manifested. Amen. In other words, as the word goes forth and we hear the word, the eyes of our spirit, the eyes of our mind are opened up, okay? It starts here before we get to the heart. Hear, hear, hear. Amen. In Psalms 119, verse number 130. You know, one of the things that, and 130 says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple." In other words, there's an entrance is opened. When I listen to God's words and my ears are open, my eyes are opened in the spirit, and then all of a sudden there's an entrance to my understanding, which is the opening of my heart, the entrance of my heart. When you look at that word, he says, he gives understanding to the simple. In other words, what God is saying is, you don't have to be a biblical scholar. All you have to be is a student. All you have to be is a learner. All you have to do is follow what the God's instructions that he gives, and everything that he says will be manifested. Sometimes the things aren't manifested because we have trouble following instructions. Anybody like that? I remember as a young man when I was first married, when our children were little, small, we'd get these toys, and all of these toys had to be put together. But I didn't need instructions because I was very capable of putting it together. But I would put the toys together and they wouldn't work right. I'd have all these parts that were left over. It was a honey, they gave us spare parts. And the same thing is with you and I. In other words, God wants to give us instructions. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, for reproof too. Didn't mean to leave that out, but all right. So in other words, here's the instructions, and what the Lord is saying, he is saying this. Solomon said this in Proverbs 4:7. He said this. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Amen? In other words, understanding is when it becomes heart knowledge. Heart knowledge is when we can put it to practice and put it to work. Jesus just to simplify this a little bit, turn with me. No, don't turn with me. Listen to me. Turn with me next week, but this week, listen to me. You know, even with that, it's kind of interesting because I'm not doing that just for doing it, because God said he gave me instructions. In other words, I have to follow his instructions. You know, I don't have one because I'm not allowed to carry mine in church, but an iPhone. And this phone, even if I'm on my Bible app and somebody texts me, it comes. If somebody rings me, it comes. If so, whatever the adversary could do to distract me. So I bring this thing in thinking that I'm using it as a Bible app, but the adversary uses it to distract me, to get my attention, so I don't hear what's going on. And all of a sudden, something else is taking place, and my mind is drawn away to whoever texted me or went there. You see how the adversary works? So this is, you know, even though it's automated, it's good to me to take your phone. No, I'm not saying, but I'm just saying, don't you see how the adversary can use that in the midst? You may be going through something in your life. You may be going through the pits of hell. You may be going through being a place where you need healing, restoration. You need something in your life, and God has a word for you, but all of a sudden, all those things are distracting you. All of a sudden, all those things got your attention, and you didn't hear what the Lord had to say. It didn't come into your ears, it didn't become into your eyes, and it didn't get into your heart, because it doesn't manifest itself till it gets here. Yeah. Amen? It gets here. It gets here in the heart. And that's why sometimes people really don't get it or move in it or act in God's word, because they don't let it get to the final location. They don't get to it doesn't get to the destination that God has purposed and God has planned. Amen. But Jesus explained this in Matthew 13. He said, he's repeating what Isaiah said in verse 15, "For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them." In other words, when my ears are open, my eyes see, when my heart receives, there's something that changes. To be converted is, it represents change. And I should heal them. And what that healing means is to cure or to make whole. And if you have revelation and understanding of that, you'll see why the adversary wants to distract you so much, because he wants you to be sick and weak and scared. Amen. But God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Amen. He says that we're not to be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be known, made known to God. And the God of peace that surmounts every bit of understanding shall guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. In other words, Jesus wasn't saying this just for the sake of speaking. Amen. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 6, he says, "For the God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." He says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Amen? When Isaiah in his word, and 18 says, "And in that day," speaking to this day, "the deaf hear the words of the book, Amen. In other words, what's coming forth to you is the Word of God. And if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, our faith increases in the atmosphere. Amen. Things change. So in closing today, wasn't a long message. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 17, the Word of God says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of His glory and the inheritance of the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and He set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. You know, what the Father is saying to you and I today is, hey, He's gathered us here now to hear now. He says that, He says it's important for us to have our ears open to hear God's Word so that we can see in the Spirit, because the Bible says without vision, His children perish. And that the entrance is open into our heart, that we have understanding. And when we have understanding in the Word, then it can become. You know, it can't become until it's manifested, till the seed's sown. You know, that's why He says that some seeds, they fall on the wayside. Some fall on stony ground. Some, they get choked out because of distractions and things of life. You know, we live in a fast-paced society. Everything's quick, 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 quick. You go through the drive-thru and it takes a minute and you're upset. I can't believe it. It took them a minute to serve me. And that minute seemed like it was an hour. You know? And all the Lord is saying to us is saying simply this, let's slow down. Let's slow down. When we get in the house of God, let's open ourselves up so we can receive everything that the Lord has for us. So that we can be all God's called us to be. So we can do the things that He's chosen us to do. Amen. You know, the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 29, verse 24, he said, they also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. It's all about His Word. You know, when He says He sent His Word and healed my disease, His Word. You know, we the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We have the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth, and that speaks of Jesus. And today in closing, God wants you to understand that He has a plan for your life, that He loves you. He loves you right where you are, but He loves you and I so much He doesn't want to leave us there. Amen. That we're all on a journey together. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we're so grateful for Your word.